USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are two disturbances in the Atlantic that officials are watching, only 1 month into hurricane season. Dr. Jack Bevin with the National Hurricane Center saying the chances they develop are low. Bevin adding none of this season's symptoms so far have been very intense. A Miami Beach area condo collapsed last week, killing at least 11 people and leaving 150 unaccounted for. Luba Rosenbach is a resident of the Champlain East Tower building, which was built by the same developer of the condo that collapsed. She joins Fox News to discuss whether she feels safe in her building.
This minute, I feel confident being in the building because we've done so many inspectors came here and reassured us that we're in a good position. We are really, we don't have any structural damages as of now.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
The World Health Organization is urging people who are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus to keep wearing masks and practice social distancing to protect against the Delta variant. More lockdowns are in place for countries like the UK and Bangladesh. Los Angeles also telling people to wear masks inside, to which Dr. Marty McCrary from Johns Hopkins University tells Fox News.
You're going to hear a lot of fear-mongering about the Delta variant, so let me break it down. It's about 40 to 60% more transmissible. But no evidence that it's more deadly. We were told the B117 mutation was more deadly. The research came in showing that it's not. Because it is more contagious, we're seeing those who are not immune, primarily the young, see more cases. We're also testing too many people who already have immunity. That's in violation of the CDC guidelines.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, President Biden promoting his infrastructure plan in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day. As rescue teams continue to search for survivors in the debris of a collapsed beachside condo tower near Miami, Florida, we are starting to hear locals describe some of the historic rescue efforts.
As the Surfside, Florida rescue efforts continue, looking for survivors from the building collapse last week, local resident Michael Ruiz on Fox News describes the area and the people of the area.
Well, we live just down the street, and it's just overwhelming. There's an overwhelming sadness. Things are not the same down here. Everybody's just pretty much in a loom of just sadness of everything that's going on. It was so close to home, so close to each one of our own buildings, yes. You got a building and you literally cut it in half, and with all these apartments just having everything sticking out.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul is convinced the COVID... Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCaul is convinced the COVID-19 outbreak started with a leak from a Chinese lab. He claims the nation's government is covering up the truth.
They detained the doctors in order to silence them. They disappeared journalists. They destroyed lab samples. They hid the fact that there was clear evidence of human-to-human transmission.
Next month, the House Foreign Affairs Committee will release their report on the origins of COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.